It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American photographer Ansel Adams, born in San Francisco in 1902. He rose to prominence as a photographer of the American West, particularly Yosemite National Park, using his work to promote conservation of wilderness areas. His iconic black-and-white images also helped to establish photography among the fine arts. As a child, Adams was injured in the San Francisco earthquake of 1906 when an aftershock threw him into a garden wall. His broken nose was never properly set and remained crooked for the rest of his life. He was a hyperactive and sickly child with few friends. Dismissed from several schools for bad behavior, he was educated at home by private tutors and members of his own family from the age of 12. He taught himself the piano, which would become an early passion. In 1916, following a trip to Yosemite National Park, he also began experimenting with photography. He learned darkroom techniques and read photography magazines, attended camera club meetings, and went to exhibits. He developed and sold his early pictures at Best's studio in the Yosemite Valley. In 1928, he married Virginia Best, the daughter of the studio's proprietor. She had inherited the studio from her father in 1935, and the couple continued to operate it until 1971. The business, now known as the Ansel Adams Gallery, remains in the family. His professional breakthrough followed the publication of his first portfolio, Parmelian Prints of the High Sierras, which included his famous image, Monolith, the Face of Half Dome. The portfolio was a success and led to a number of commercial assignments. Between 1929 and 1942, Adams' reputation continued to grow. He spent time in New Mexico with artists including Alfred Stieglitz, Georgia O'Keeffe, and Paul Strand, and began to publish essays and instructional books on photography. During this period, he also became committed to social and political change through art. His first cause was the protection of wilderness areas, including Yosemite. After the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, Adams photographed life in the camps for an essay on wartime injustice. By the 1960s, appreciation of photography as an art form had expanded to the point where Adams' images were being shown in the large galleries and museums around the country, including the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. He spent much of the 70s printing negatives in order to satisfy the demand for his iconic works. Ansel Adams suffered a heart attack and died on April 22, 1984, in Monterey, California, at the age of 82. Mount Ansel Adams, an 11,760-foot peak located at the head of the Lyell Fork of the Merced River on the southeast boundary of Yosemite, was officially named in his honor on the first anniversary of his death. His ashes were placed on its summit by his son, Michael. The Yosemite Valley, Adams said, is always a surprise, a glitter of green and golden wonder in a vast edifice of stone and space. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 20th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.